Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Carmen Gaskin. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, January 26th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Today, Medill hosted a screening showcasing four documentaries that explored the experiences of incarcerated individuals in local jails. The event, Framing Innocence, Storytelling, and Wrongful Convictions, showcased documentaries that Medill School of Journalism students produced as part of the Documenting Carceral Injustice course. Weekly rounds of hot seat, family artifact show and tell sessions, and frequent guest lectures were part of Evanston Township High School's new Middle Eastern, North African, and Asian Literature, otherwise known as MENA course. The class employs literature to explore the experiences of MENA people in American society. Miramar Martinez, the woman shot five times by Border Control agents in Chicago, has asked for a judge's permission to share evidence that shows how the feds respond when their agents use deadly force against U.S. citizens. Martinez's lawyer argues that the Trump administration continues to smear her name and is described as a domestic terrorist on the Homeland Security website. The dangerous winter storm that brought record-breaking levels of precipitation to much of the Midwest and South this week dumped snowfall totaling up to 20 inches in multiple states. Missouri and Illinois reported around 14 inches of snow. Additional snowfall is forecast for Monday in the Midwest. Tensions escalate in Minnesota following a second U.S. citizen being murdered by immigration officers. Federal immigration officers fatally shot 37-year-old ICU nurse Alex Preddy 10 times after removing a handgun from his possession. There is no evidence that Preddy attempted to brandish his handgun. Ethiopia has declared the end of its first-ever Marburg virus disease outbreak after no new cases were reported for 42 consecutive days. The outbreak, which began in November 2025 in the southern region, resulted in 14 cases, 5 probable cases, and 9 deaths. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Carmen Gaskin. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast, Wednesday, January 28th at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.